is commonly called the Lord's Prayer in Scripture. Let me go ahead and read it to you. It happened while Jesus was praying in a certain place after he had finished. One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught the disciples. I think the first thing that stood out, and I'm reading ahead for my Sermon on the Mount, is the word prayer. Yeah, I mean, these are simple things. We take them for granted, but it literally is the word for talking to a deity throughout the Greek and Roman world. Whenever a pagan talked to their god, prayed to their gods of the Middle Eastern world, this is the word they use. So when Jesus teaches his disciples, us, how to pray, what we're about to do is we're about to talk to the true and living God, which, when you think about that, is absolutely incredible. That we're going to talk to the Creator. We're going to talk to the one who holds all things together. We're going to talk to the eternal judge of the universe. So that's what we're about to do. And it's amazing if you would meditate on that just for a little bit. But notice this. It happened while Jesus was praying. After he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John had taught his disciples." So the idea is, people of God have been learning how to pray from the beginning. John the Baptist taught his followers, Jesus teaches his followers, and then the apostles pick up on that in the epistles, and they teach us how to pray. And so what we're about to do is simply, in a long line of Christians going back at least to the cross and really to the beginning of talking to our God. We're not the only ones who've done it. Christians have done it throughout the ages. And I guess we might ask the question, why should we pray? And there's a lot of answers, but I think the answer here in Luke's gospel is pretty amazing. Each of the gospels, let me pin myself for now. I better not, then I won't be able to unpin me. Each of the gospels, they present Jesus in a certain light. So Matthew, Jesus is the king. Mark, he's the suffering servant. John, he is the Son of God, the Savior of all who believe. And in Luke, Jesus is presented as the Son of Man. In other words, his humanity is emphasized. So when we ask the question, why should we pray? And we look at the big picture of Luke's gospel, the answer would be because Jesus prayed. He was God, but he was man. In fact, nine times in Luke's gospel, Jesus is seen as praying, and seven times of them is unique to Luke's gospel. I'm not going to go through it now, but I'll probably go through it in about 2 months when we go through this section. But let me give you this thought. I had always had this wrong. And I mean, I didn't have it wrong till, this week or last week. But for my early years of my Christian life, if we would ask the question, why did Jesus pray? My first answer for years would have been because he missed his father. He left heaven and he came to earth, and now he wasn't in the presence of his father. He missed his father. But that's not a proper biblical answer. The Bible teaches us that Jesus never released his deity. So even though he was centered as a man in Israel, his spirit was everywhere in the universe and beyond. So he never stopped fellowshipping with the Father in heaven. So Jesus doesn't pray because he leaves heaven and he's out of fellowship with the Father. Jesus prayed. You remember the theme of Luke's gospel. He's the Son of Man. He's a man. Jesus prayed because that's what godly and righteous men and women do. Jesus prayed because he was a man. Why should we pray? Because we are human. And because we're human, there are limits. But with our Father, There is no. So there's a lot more that could be said about that, and I actually have more kind of preparing. But all of that was an encouragement to me. We are about to talk to our Creator and our God, and we're simply doing what a long line of believers have done throughout the ages. Every generation, they pass the baton to us, we pass it on to our children, other Christians, and we are praying because that's what godly people do.